Hi, good evening. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion to the research. Let me ask you, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, ma'am?
Yes.
Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Let me ask you, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Crime.
Crime? Okay. Here it goes. Crime and drugs. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
You asked that with the war going on?
Yes.
In the Middle East?
And look, everything that you might think is a global environmental issue to you.
Oh, environmental.
Yes, ma'am.
Waste?
Let me see.
Mm-hmm. Consumerism. How long is this going to take?
Well, depending on your answers, it can take about 5 minutes, ma'am. And I'll go ahead and read the questions as fast as I can. Like, you be the first person I talk to today. Is that okay?
Yeah, but I don't have very good reception where I am.
Okay, no problem. I'll read the questions, and then we'll just take it from there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
I'm thinking...
I'm sorry?
Air quality.
Air pollution, okay. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, refining. Do you think they're doing an excellent job, a good job, just fair, or a poor job?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. Now, what about medical manufacturing?
I'm not sure.
No problem. Electric utilities?
What were my choices again?
Yes, electric utilities. Is it excellent, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, thank you. And what about forest products?
Fair.
Fair, okay. Mining?
Fair.
Fair. And the last one will be agriculture and farming.
Good.
Good, thank you so much. Now, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Do you think forest and timber industries are doing an excellent job, a good job, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, okay. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Excellent.
Thank you. County Land Departments?
Fair.
Fair. U.S. Forest Service?
Good.
Good. And the last one, environmental groups.
Anything in particular?
The whole thing, the environmental groups.
Fair.
Fair. Thank you. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economic? Will you say is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economic in the future? Will you say it will be a very significant role, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say that they're more than harvest, same as harvest, fewer than harvest?
Fewer.
Fewer, thank you. Now, do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than it was in 1970?
Yes.
Would that be more or the same?
Less.
Less, okay. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now in the future or no?
No.
No. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Do you think it's a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
Negative.
Negative. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negative impacting the environment, or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness area, or no?
No.
No. Okay. Now, some forest lands is currently set aside by the government for wildness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or no?
No.
No. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products for Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
Sure.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota forests for use as a biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
I'm sorry, you broke out.
Yes. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuels or generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
No. No.
No? Thank you. Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
Not really. No.
Thank you. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes
no.
or no? No. Thank you for helping me out tonight. We're almost done with the survey. You've been so kind to me. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, and truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide leader jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economic, a significant component, a minor component, or is fading a component for the Minnesota state economic?
I'm unable to answer that because I don't know all the other components.
No problem. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment, operators, and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
I oppose that, unless they're going to do it with all the other industries.
Completely understand. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economics and job opportunities by making $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment use, either timber harvesting or forest product mills. Wisconsin invest creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues, such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to increase in both numbers and diversity of the workforce. Now, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economics forest or forest industry?
I oppose it, and I'm done with this call.
Okay, this is the last part, ma'am, and I'm not going to take
and
not even 1 minute.
Yeah, you know what? You're gone past 8 minutes now, and I'm done.
This is the last part, ma'am.